Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome everyone to Independent Music Showcase on John Talk Radio. I'm your host, John Darlington. Our special guest tonight is Ashley Puckett. She has a new album out. We just heard the title track from it, Never Say Never. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, you know, hanging in there, getting a lot of stuff done with all this extra time on my hands, yourself.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's just everything has changed, and it's just kind of a different feeling about everything. I just, you know, continue to interview musicians, and I think that, you know, the arts has such a big part, actually, in what's going on right now, to lift people's spirits and keep them, you know, and it, just not entertained, but, you know, music can do so much for people. And how has this affected you, this, you know, the COVID-19 and the stay-at-home? Are you, what state do you live in?
Well, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay. So they, I think it's a lot like, I'm in Ohio, right next door to you. And
okay.
So how are you dealing with things as a just a human being during this?
Well, it took a lot of getting used to. I think it took me probably about a week and a half to really even get into some sort of new routine. You know, with everything changing so rapidly, it was almost every other couple hours, something new was coming along and something else was changing. So for me, it was really difficult to wrap my head around stuff going so quickly, because you're really not sure, you know, where you're going to be 5 weeks from now or so on from when this all started. But, you know, after a while, it was just, look, this is happening for whatever reason it's happening, and I got to keep myself sane. So for
yeah.
me, music is always, you know, what helps me. And, you know, it's been kind of nice to have some downtime just to put some extra focus on, you know, some songwriting, you know, just bettering my performancing and, you know, getting ready for some live shows once everything, you know, gets back to normal, and, you know, sharing music, keeping in touch with fans. That's been a lot different too, because everyone's on social media right now. There's nothing else to do besides, you know, keep in touch with people, watch TV, go outside. So, you know, in that respect, I've been trying to keep in contact with people and, you know, do things a little different. But music's been a big part. You know, like you said, a lot of people are looking out for music to be their healing center of, you know, a new normal. And for the artists too, I think that's the same thing. It's allowing us to still do what we love, just in a different way, to keep things, you know, somewhat normal.
Yeah. Have you done any of the, like, Facebook Live or any online concerts or singing so far?
So I haven't done any of the live. I've done quite a few different interviews. I had one with a local radio station, did a little bit of an a cappella performance, but I've been putting some stuff together. I do want to, you know, I might have been a little late on this, but it seemed to me everyone was just going hard on the live, so I figured I'd take my time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's kind of evened out a bit, you know, put something up there. I've never been a huge Facebook Live person, so I had a lot of elaborate ideas for some really nice staged performances to then share with others. So I guess I'm just a little different there in that aspect, but I have a creative mind for these kind of things.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like you said, you have to adjust. So, you know, musicians going into the spring season and the summer season, actually, this is the big time for them. I mean, concerts, festivals, gigs, and everything just shut down. And like you said, it's kind of hard to take that in, but it really happened. It's like you wake up every day
right.
And it's real. It really happened. And it's kind of weird, but I mentioned that because there's a couple of people that there seems to be, like you said, a lot of people using Facebook Live right now. And I don't think it's going to make any musician any better than they were, but you know, you're going to be pretty much the way you were no matter what you use. But there has been some, just recently I've been listening to some people that, like you said, have taken their time and have really worked on it. And the sound is good. And, you know, the talking to the fans, talking to the people, getting feedback. It's not like a live concert, actually, but it's kind of cool. And I didn't know if I would like it or not, but I found myself with a couple of, or it's like three artists that I'm following right now that are doing a very good job at that. So I was just wondering how you were approaching that, because I guess it is a way, you know, to keep in contact.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Also, like my daughter was telling me, she's paying to listen to, and it's like some of her favorite artists. Like she likes Angel Olsen, and she had a concert last weekend, and she said it was awesome. It was like really good, really well prepared, good, and like a fraction of the cost, you know, that you would have to pay to go see someone. And I was just wondering, have you seen a lot of that too, where some of the artists like are doing that, like a pay-per-view type thing?
You know what? I haven't seen any of those. I've mostly seen, you know, the tip jars, the virtual tip jars, which was kind of cool, or the donation jars, to where it's kind of the same thing, I believe, just going toward a cause of some sort. I've seen a lot of that. So I think that's probably where the route I'll be going. You know, I by no means would do anything for me to charge, but, you know, I'd probably pick either something with, you know, the COVID-19 going on, or, you know, some sort of association that I stand behind or something like that. But I know with a lot of musicians, this is their only form of, you know, income right now.
Right.
And it's been tough on all of us. So, yeah, I haven't seen those ones yet, but I'll have to look a little bit more closely now.
Yeah, that's I haven't done that yet either, but I think it's one of those things where, you know, it's pretty convenient. I mean, you know, I just sit down in a chair and watch these guys, and I'm thinking, man, that's pretty cool. But it's not like live music, actually, but, it, you know, it's what we got right now. So what I would like, if you could, for our listening audience, the people that will be listening live and the people that will be listening in podcast, if you could just introduce yourself and say a little bit about yourself and how you got started in music.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, my name is Ashley Puckett. I have been singing since probably about 5 years old. I grew up just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is where I still reside. You know, I've done all kinds of stuff growing up. I think music was always, it wasn't something I had to think about that was going to be a chosen career. It was, I think, something that just chose me, which I guess I consider myself lucky for. I didn't have to go searching, you know, for a purpose, I guess I should say. I started playing guitar when I was about 16. I've been songwriting since probably 13, 14 or so. And, a lifelong dream of mine has always been, one, to put out an album, share my music, and I've always wanted to win a Grammy. That is one thing that I've always been working toward. And I basically met the right people at the right time. About 2 years ago now, put our debut album together. My first single was released in August of 2019. It was called Medicine. That one's been doing very, very well. I had a lot of good feedback from there. The next and current single is Bulletproof. You might be hearing that on local radio stations right now. That one's getting a lot of good feedback as well. People really enjoy this one. It's a more upbeat kind of fun song called Bulletproof. And this is just something that I've been working on, and I finally have had the chance getting, you know, introduced to Mike Stover with MTS Records. I've been working with them since August, and here we are.
Well, that's great. What I like to do in these interviews, and it's more of a conversation actually than an interview, I just like for people to get to know you and your music and get to, I've always felt, Ashley, I've been doing this for a while, and the reason that I started doing this is because there have been some musicians out there that I'd heard their music before, but I really, you know, didn't connect with it. And then when I would hear an interview or let them talk about their life, and I would like kind of understand where they stood and what their music meant more. And I think that's what I've been doing. I've been interviewing independent artists since 2008. And the goal is to get people to know who the artists are and to know that, you know, they're real people. They're, you know, they breathe, they do all that. Drink water.
We do.
You know, oh yeah, all that stuff. And I think it's weird how some people think, oh, they're so different. And I've interviewed quite a few people, and I'd say out of I think this show we're on right now is over 1,000 episodes, but when I have interviewed folks, I've only had maybe one or two that I thought were kind of jerks, and the rest of them were incredibly nice and wonderful people. And it's just, that's what this show is all about. People get to know Ashley Puckett, get to know a little bit about you, and how they can go out and purchase your music and your merchandise. So your website is ashleypuckett.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. And how about like the music? Where's the best place for them if they want to purchase? And I always, you know, try to stress to people actually that they should actually purchase the music. I know we could get into the whole streaming thing, and that's great. And you know, it seems to work for some people, and it's a good way to get your music out there and get people to listen to it. But I also really like to invite people to purchase the music, to support the independent artist. Where's the best place to get Ashley Puckett's latest LP?
Well, I appreciate that. And it is available on all platforms. So the best place, you know, I'd be honored if you would add it to a playlist. That helps me. So if you like the song, let it run through your other favorites. So you can do that on Spotify. You can purchase on iTunes, Amazon Music, Apple Music. So any of that helps out. If you are looking to purchase the album itself, it should be up and available tomorrow, actually, on the website, along with some really cool merchandise. We have some cup koozies. We have pens with the Never Say Never, as well as some cool T-shirts. So if you are into, you know, what I'm doing and what I'm sharing, and you're interested in any of those, you can find everything on ashleypuckett.com.
That's and we'll continue to talk about that, too, because we want people to do that. And I found out through this that people love to support independent musicians. They just have to know how. And a lot of times they're thinking, I don't really know. And I'm always saying, if you go to hear them live, you know, do go up and put a few bucks in a tip jar. But what I've always thought is very important, actually, and you can talk about this too, when people come up to you after the show, when you do a show or you sing live somewhere, how important is that to you to just have people tell you that your music has affected their life or made their life better?
Honestly, to me, and, you know, this might not make sense to a lot of people, but something like that is more precious to me than even the album sales itself. You know, that's the whole reason, and I could probably speak for most artists, that's the whole reason we do what we do. You know, I enjoy writing, I enjoy singing, you know, to, one, have fun, two, you know, get out emotions of myself, but, you know, ultimately it's for the fans, you know, to either receive what we're giving or to have some kind of emotion or feeling or bring back memories. You know, that's what I'm here for and what I want to accomplish personally. So, you know, I would encourage that if anyone's listening and does come out to see me, you know, I hope there is a song that touches them, you know, brings some kind of memory to them, or, you know, I hope they do take the extra second to come over and say hello, because, you know, that's what I'm in it for. I want to make friends, you know, along with fans. And I want people to support me and like what I do genuinely and, you know, genuinely give that respect back.
That's awesome. Well, what do you think it's going to feel like, Ashley, when you finally get on stage again? What's that going to be? I mean, it seems great right now, doesn't it? I mean, just to get on, be out with people and get out there and listen to live music. And in your case, to be able to perform for people.
Yes. Well, for me, you know, I had such a long time of not performing just because I poured so much time into the recording of my debut album. And that itself, with the whole project, took a little over a year and a half. And, you know, with everything going on, I had a really big show coming up that I was so super excited to do. It was opening up for Mark Chestnut. And we did reschedule that. So it didn't go away. So I'm really excited to, you know, I've been preparing every day. I try to run through some sets, you know, maybe a couple times a week. I haven't been doing it every day like I should. But, you know, I try to keep going with some of that just so it's not completely new when everything just starts up again. So I do little bit of mock concerts. you know, tweaking things and trying to stay on top of things. So it'll be exciting when we can start doing that again.
Yeah, and when you're doing that, Ashley, just put Facebook Live on when you're doing it, and everyone can watch you. How's that?
Yeah, it's coming to a Facebook Live near you very soon.
Okay.
I just
there you go.
You know, I don't know if I've ever done Facebook Live once, honestly. I might have done it once. I like posting videos after the fact. I don't know. Mm-hmm. A pet peeve of mine, I guess, Facebook Live. I've just never been a fan.
Well, you know, it's interesting because this show is live, and I've done all these shows live, and I have other radio shows I do, and they're all live. And I mean, we don't live under rocks. Everybody knows that podcasting is very famous. Everybody does it.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasters everywhere. Famous people do it. Everybody does it. And it's cool. And I had this couple of people, to come on my show, and they have a very successful podcast. And they said, well, when are we taping? I said, well, we're not taping. It's going to be live. And he said, well, I don't know. We've never done anything live. I said, well, it's just like when you're alive and you're just talking to people. It's just, well, can't we edit it out and do it? I said, no, it's real. And like, that's what I kind of like about it is that, it's like right now. I mean, this is alive. It's broadcasting all over the place. People are listening. And, I think it's real. I mean, and I have done where I've gone back and edited a few things out before. We won't get into that, but I've had a couple of those, but not that many. But I kind of like life. You know, I like the way it is, messy, whatever it is, but we'll just do it live. And so I just think it would be kind of cool because the Facebook Lives that I've seen, I was telling you about, man, they're like mm-hmm. knocking drinks over, and dogs are running around, and their kids are crying, and it's kind of cool in a way. Well, Ashley, let's play a song. Let's play Bulletproof. You said that's your current single out right now, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Could you talk about that? Now, how many songs on the album did you write?
So although I do write music, we had chose to not include any of my own written songs on the debut album for a multitude
okay.
of reasons. But, there's a lengthy list of writers on the album from all over the place, a lot in Nashville. There's even one from Sweden. So there's quite a range of writers on there, Grammy Award-winning writers. So I was very blessed to have the opportunity to work with them. One thing I can say is, just so it's not deterring anyone, is one of my favorite parts of this project was hand selecting these songs. Mm-hmm. And, I wanted to make sure that I was selecting something to where it actually seems like I was a writer or it is something I've been through or have seen. You know, the last thing I want to do as an artist is sing something, that I have no idea what I'm talking about. And because it's very unrelatable. So, I do want my listeners to know, there's a reason for every single one of those songs. I've probably either been through whatever I'm singing about or, I've had somebody go through that. So, God willing, a second album, I do want to have a ton of my stuff out there. I've been eager to do that. So, nothing on this one.
Oh, I've talked to people, that have there's a country singer from Texas that I've had on my show a couple of times, Andy Rost, and she's like incredibly talented, and she writes her own music. And she did the same thing. She went out and got some really good writers, and it just really worked for her. So I totally understand that. So let's play it. Let's play Bulletproof. Anything you'd like to say about the song before we play it?
Real quick, it's a really cool, fun song. We had a lot of fun doing this one in the studio. It's a far cry from Medicine, which was my very first single. This one's more upbeat, more edgy. She has a little bit of sassiness. So you're really getting a lot of personality with this one. So I hope you guys like it.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Bulletproof, Ashley Puckett from her latest debut release, Never Say Never. And we'll be right back with Ashley after this. I would like to welcome everyone back to John Talk Radio's Independent Music Showcase. I'm your host, John Darlington. We have Ashley Puckett with us. You can go on her website, ashleypuckett.com. We're playing music from her debut album, Never Say Never, which will be on her website tomorrow, if I heard that correctly. And you can go on all the streaming sites and every place that has digital music, and you can put that in your playlist and play it and play it and play it. That's Ashley Puckett and ashleypuckett.com. And so let's talk about, Ashley, the making of the album. You said it took about a year and a half, and I think a lot of people don't really understand how much work goes into it. Can you talk about the studio time and maybe the musicians that helped you with the album?
Absolutely. So, you know, the making of this album was a huge part of not only the success it's had so far, but really shaping me as an artist too. We had started this in, you know, like I said, a year and a half ago, and we were doing probably sometimes 3 days a week, sometimes 1 day a week, you know, in between a lot of different things going on. You know, some people do have a lot more time to dedicate and do this maybe 7 days a week. But the way it worked out for me, we were doing, you know, sometimes 1 day, some days, some weeks, 3 days. So it did take a little bit of time, you know, and even me as a musician, being this is going to be my first experience in the studio, I really didn't even know what was going to be going on. You know, I thought I knew a lot more than I did. So it was really cool to see all the different, you know, editing and mixing, and, you know, there's just so much more behind the scenes, you know, that even a lot of artists don't particularly care to watch. I found a lot of interest in. It was really neat, you know, to see how it all comes together. You know, we can work on one song for 2 days and then come in on day three, and after all the guitars are layered and the drums are in there just perfectly, dual guitar, this song just sounds so different. And it's really cool to see, you know, how each song progressed from, you know, a starting point of, you know, maybe just a couple acoustic guitars and a drum, and then, you know, where it ended up after the background vocalists are done. So it's a really neat process. And I tried to be involved in it as much as possible. So it was a pretty cool learning experience too. And, you know, I had a lot of musicians, on here, depending on the song. One that does deserve a huge shout out is Adam Ernst. He was our studio musician. He did every single guitar track on there, all the acoustics, all the electrics, and all the drums. And, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, just saying guitar, that could be 6 or 7 different guitar tracks in one song. So there is so much that goes into it. And, you know, I was very excited to work with such world-class musicians, and my producer, Brian Cole, my engineer, Doug Casper. So it was really neat to have, you know, all these different people coming together for a sole purpose. And, you know, we all got along. There was just so many great moments in the studio, so many memories. And, you know, what I really loved, I'm a perfectionist myself, and, you know, everyone there seemed to have the same idea. And, you know, we just had a lot of fun in the making, and, you know, I'm just excited that it's finally ready to share with everyone.
Yeah. Got a couple of questions about that. So you said Brian Cole, I believe you said, was the producer. How did you choose that particular person? And did you find it hard? I mean, I've talked to several musicians, Ashley, that maybe a producer will come in and try to take an artist to a different direction, or maybe it's for a good, it can be good, it can be frustrating. How did you and Brian get together, and how was that whole, him producing the album, how was that whole experience?
Well, that's a good question. So believe it or not, I actually met both him and Doug from a mutual friend. So it was interesting timing, because I knew that friend, her name was Tammy. I knew her for probably a couple years at least before she introduced me to them, and I find it funny because I've always been into music. This wasn't something that just happened. So, you know, what I look back on and I thank God that it happened when it did is because had I met the guys so many years before, I wouldn't have been in the position to be able to do what I did. So
right.
That all kind of happened, you know, at the right time, at the right moment. And, you know, throughout that, you know, when I had the first meeting with the guys to even see if we were going to be a match, to see if they were interested in working with me and see how that was going to go. You know, from what I understand, Brian did a little bit of the legwork before meeting me and, you know, kind of looked into some stuff and agreed to meet. And by the time we talked maybe an hour or so, by the time we finished between the three of us, it was kind of one of those feelings like it's now or never, which goes back to the there was a little bit of reasoning behind the album title of Never Say Never. There was this energy and something telling me like you have to take this chance. This is it. This is you might not get another chance. You know, everything just seemed to feel perfect. And, you know, there were some times early on that, you know, me being who I am, you'd have to understand that I am quite a bit stubborn, you know. So there were times when, you know, I didn't feel I liked being said, hey, try it this way, or, you know, this is going to sound better this way. But after working a couple months with everyone and really feeling each other out, you know, everyone's opinion kind of seemed to matter at that point. So it was really cool. You know, it really wasn't ever, hey, do this, or this is the only way we're going to do something. You know, most, the majority of the time, you know, it was kind of an open field with, you know, he's the producer, but, you know, we were all kind of open enough to say, you know, we're all artists in the room. So, you know, we can try a couple different things. And if in the end I'm wrong and you're right, then we'll let it go. But so it was actually, you know, kind of fun, you know, in a way, even if there were some things, you know, I might not have agreed with and vice versa. You know, I think you're going to have that no matter what, because, you know, art and music, you know, can be seen so many different ways.
Right.
So it was never, you know, it was never a bad thing to me if we didn't agree on something. You know, not everyone sees the same thing the same way and hears something the same way. So ultimately my thing was, you know, in his role, he's doing what he has to do to make sure, you know, at the end of the day, we have a project that's going to sound great. And I think everyone pulled together to make sure that happened, because I'm really excited and pleased with how it turned out.
Yeah, that's awesome. How did you know, Ashley, when a song was done? Because that's one of the things that you said that you were a perfectionist, and a lot of people that I've interviewed, they have a vision or they have an idea of how the song will be, and then you have another human being there with you, and they're going to maybe have a different view. So how did you know, Ashley, when the song was completed and you didn't have to do another take, you didn't have to do another any kind of different thing to it, that you knew this is it? How did you know that?
Honestly, once the guys were pretty happy with everything, if I could sit there and listen to it over and over again, close my eyes and just really play it out in my head and not have anything that I dislike, I think I was cool. You know, okay. There were times when they thought a song was completely fine, and I'm like, oh no, there's a way I sang this one word or this one line.
Mm.
And
yep.
They thought I was nuts, I'm sure. But sometimes we're our own worst enemies. And, but, you know, and they were cool with it. It's like, okay, fine, let's change it. Let's do this. And as long as everyone agreed at the end, you know, it was a finished product. But, you know, if there was just one thing throwing me off, I'm like, nah, I'm not feeling this. But, if I could listen to it, close my eyes and say, I think it's perfect, then we were good to go.
Yeah, that's interesting, too. And also, when you were laying the tracks down and putting in the production and putting in all the different layers, were you thinking about how this song, Ashley, that you're laying down in the studio was going to, how it would relate live, how you could translate that into a live stage show? Because sometimes you can do amazing things in the studio, and then you're thinking, man, what's it going to take to get this on the stage to sound like that? Did you think about that when you were putting the music together?
Maybe not as much as some people do. You know, that's obviously something that's varying, because when you're translating that to live, you might always have, you know, somebody playing harmonica, or you might not always, you know, in my 13 tracks, I only have one song with a steel guitar. So, you know, that song, I don't know until I, you know, really set up the right shows, but, you know, there might not be a harmonica playing in Medicine when I perform that live. So, you know, kind of things like that, you know, give or take. You know, we have this one song called A Sound of a Heart Breaking Down, and we have a lot going on in that song, a lot of different instruments. So when that's live, you know, it may not have its full, you know, brass section and things like that playing, but, you know, we want to keep it as close as possible. What I can say is, you know, a lot of when I was putting together an acoustic performance, that was one thing I said too with Bulletproof even, and we have another one, a lot more upbeat, is What's Her Name? And I think, you know, I personally tried to hold off on those ones as an acoustic performance just because they're great songs, but the way we put them together, you lose a lot of the attitude and everything, because, you know, we had background vocalists, we had, you know, a lot of electric guitars, and believe it or not, with those types of songs, the musicians speak a lot as well. It's not just me. You know, there's a lot of different things and feelings coming from, you know, the instruments and the background vocals, to where it takes it away if I was going to leave all that out. So we didn't think about that per se as much as maybe some artists do. It was more important to me, and if I try to speak for the guys, maybe just making sure our finished product is all that it could be. And, you know, if it's one song that needed a few extra things, a little bit of extra loving just to make it complete in our eyes, you know, I felt it was more important to make sure that album comes out perfect.
Yeah, that's always something I'm thinking about. And a lot of people, I don't think, actually really understand the whole recording process. And I'm glad that it went well for you. And the product is great. You have a really wonderful voice. And I encourage people to purchase your LP. It's really good. Let's play Medicine. And that's what you said was your first single, I think?
Yes, it was. Yeah, that was our first debut single back in August of 19.
Well, let's talk about that, and then we'll play that song. Would you like to talk a little bit about Medicine?
Yeah, so Medicine is a very, very raw tune compared to the one you just heard of Bulletproof. This one takes you down more of a very simple romantic path. It's just a song basically about, you know, finding that one person that you can always trust in, that can always be your pill or your medicine, or be the one that lifts you up when you're in some type of a down or upset or, you know, not feeling yourself. And it's just a really beautifully sung song. The melody, the lyrics, just very, very simple.
Well, let's play it. This is Medicine, Ashley Puckett, and from her latest release, Never Say Never. And we'll be right back after this.
Feels like no one's there, and I can't
To welcome you back to Independent Music Showcase on John Talk Radio. I'm your host, John Darlington. We have Ashley Puckett as our guest tonight, and her latest, well, actually her debut album is Never Say Never, and you can go on all the live streaming sites, and actually it'll be available on ashleypuckett.com. The whole album will be available tomorrow for purchase, and that's really awesome. So, Ashley, do you remember the first time you performed in front of people? You said you started singing, I think, when you were five.
Yeah. Think back that far. I know I did a ton of talent shows, you know, all through grade school and so on. So my very first performance, I would imagine, would have been one of those. I can think of one that I'm picturing in my head right now. I actually sang with my sister on stage. I don't know if that was very, very first one, but I know it was right around there. And we sang, I think her and I did one together, and then I did one. So I do actually remember the song. The first one was the Dixie Chicks, You're Mine. I did that one.
Oh, wow.
And then her and I, and I still sing that today, believe it or not. I still sing that sometimes as a cover. And then the other one was from a band. It was a couple girls called M2M. And there was a song that my sister and I sang on stage, which was Don't Mess With My Love. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I remember that because sometimes I
That's
can't
awesome.
Remember what I just did yesterday.
Well, how do you remember that? I mean, did you ever have any like stage fright, or was did you always feel comfortable on the stage?
I honestly, sometimes I still get a little nervous. I don't know what it is that determines that. I can go some shows not feeling nervous at all, and some shows I'm nervous over half the show. So I'm not really sure what even determines that, or if it's a mental thing or not, but sometimes a shot of fireball helps. I don't know.
Calm the nerves down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I've had someone say to me, if you're not nervous, then you don't care. Because if you care about something, you're going to be a little nervous about it because you want it to be right. You're feeling, you know, that little bit of pressure of performing in front of people. And I think that's perfectly cool. I always am a little curious about how people started and whether that first experience was good, because I think that means a lot. I think it, like, you build your confidence. How did music play a part in your life, Ashley, as far as like developing and making you who you are today? I mean, was it something that was in your family a lot? Was it something that, you know, helped you build your confidence, you know, knowing that you could be a part of music? Just talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Well, growing up, music really didn't run in the family. If you ask my mom, she probably tries to take most credit just because she sang to me while she was pregnant. But, you know, I don't know how true that is. But, you know, it's something that, you know, from a very young age, I just loved music. And as I grew older, you know, I started to write about feelings. I think, you know, for a young girl, I did have diaries. I had, you know, so that could have been the start of something. And, you know, writing was a way for me to express, because to this day, I don't think that I express, you know, happy feelings or upset feelings, you know, as other people might. I am one of those people who hold a lot in and, you know, think a heck of a lot more than I say. So for me, music is a big thing, whether it's writing or singing a song about how I'm feeling at the moment, for me just to kind of calm down or for me to get through something. You know, we've all had breakups, we've all had love, we've all had all kinds of situations. And, you know, for me, music has always helped me through that, through every single one of them, hard times and good times. So I think, you know, growing up with music, that was my way of keeping myself grounded and keeping myself, you know, ready to move forward.
Do you remember the first song you wrote?
That's a tough one. I really don't. You know, I've had a lot of songs that, you know, I would never put on an album these days, you know, as a young kid writing, you know, about shoelaces and all kinds of stuff. But I do, you know, back in high school, I can probably remember a couple, which, you know, back when writing got a little bit more serious, there's one which I would love, you know, on an album called Table for One. And there's another one called Liar Liar, which I actually won one of my high school talent shows with. So I have a couple that I remember from the earlier days.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have a certain writing process? How does that work with you?
Sometimes I do wish I had more of a process. Writing for me comes in all different forms. I'm inspired by real life. So by people, by situations, by something I see. I joke about this, but, you know, I think there's some people out there that have maybe started a spark in my mind for a song or something in a song and they have no clue. You know, it's something real with me. So, you know, my writing, you know, if I write something, you know that I either, again, went through it or I've seen it or, you know, there's a reason I'm writing it. I can't, you know, I struggle with sitting down and writing something that I have no clue what I'm talking about. So I really don't do that much. It's my writings basically stem from something and they come at the oddest times. I could be driving in my car, pulling out my phone voice recorder for, you know, a melody or some lyrics or, you know, some might laugh, but there's, I'm sure, a ton of us that do it in the shower. It's just, that's my calm, peaceful moment when I'm not really thinking.
Yeah.
And for someone that overthinks all day long, you know, that's a good time for me. And sometimes I will sit down and just really try to focus. I have a couple unfinished songs right now that I'm eager to get finished just because they're going to be, you know, I think really entertaining. And, you know, those couple that I'm thinking of right now, every time I sit down, it just seems it's not quite finished. Nothing's quite right. So I really don't try to rush things. I just kind of let it come and go. So no real
problem. Totally understand that. Yeah, I mean, some people may not understand that too, because it's like I've interviewed folks, Ashley, that are professional songwriters that, you know, work in Nashville or work in New York, and that's their job. They go in at 8 o'clock in the morning and they start writing songs. And I think, oh my goodness, how do you do that? I mean, seriously, how can you do that? And they do a great job of it. To me, it's like you said, whether it's art, whether it's drawing or whether it's a poem or whether it's anything, it's got to come from an inspiration in my world. And I would think, like what you're talking about, it's pretty close to that, or it is that with you. When you feel that inspiration, man, you got to go with it, whether you're in the car or wherever it is. It's like my wife will say, I get this look in my eye and I've got to just hold on. You know, I got to get either it's, you know, drawing or writing or whatever it is. When it hits you, you got to go with it. And I totally understand. Yeah. I mean, it's really, really cool that, you know, people can do that. Well, it's been great having you on my show. I really appreciate your music. I really appreciate you. You're doing the right thing. It's just great. Is there anything you would like to talk about to the fans out there that maybe I had missed, Ashley, or maybe anything coming up or anything that you would just like to mention to the people out there?
Well, John, I've had a pleasure, and I thank you again for having me. I really enjoyed our conversation. I think we covered a ton of stuff, which was really cool. I hope some people out there learned a little bit about me. And, you know, if you want to follow along, you know, you can, again, download my songs and please add it to your playlist. I'm a huge Facebooker, so you can keep most up to date with me if you find me on Facebook at Ashley Puckett Music and like the page, or otherwise keep in touch on the website. I'm on Instagram, also Ashley Puckett Music. So I just hope to meet a lot of you later and make some new friends.
Well, thank you so much. I just hope the best for you, and make it through this pandemic. And you'll be out there in the world one of these days. All of us will be. So thank you so much, Ashley. Really appreciate it. And I want to thank everybody out there that supports independent music and has supported this show through the years. And God bless everybody, and have a great evening. And we'll talk to you later.
Scene to Roadside Cafe. There's two lovers in the back room booth. They're traveling from Pecos all the way to Baton Rouge.